Madtown's number one for hits in hip-hop, 93.1 Jams, Fusion in the Afternoon.
Child, it's a whole lot of mess going on.
The Gossip Report.
Break it down.
Now, on 93.1
Jams.
My man Clyde Mayberry's in the building today. What's happening in that big blue circle, my man?
What's up, Fusion? Well, we've got a lot going down in the news this week. So jumping right on in, Dwayne Johnson, better known as The Rock.
How does he get into a kidnapping lawsuit?
You know what? A $3 billion kidnapping. Is that even
like the little one? That's a big one.
Yeah, a huge. So just going into it, Trenisha Biggers, who is...
She's a former wrestling star.
Yes. I remember WWE. When we were younger, that was our thing.
That was
a
thing,
yeah. So a former wrestling star is seeking $3 billion in a lawsuit, naming multiple wrestlers, including The Rock. And in this lawsuit, she also names sports stars and even the FBI. How the hell do you name the FBI in the investigation?
No, man, this sounds like something I'm going through right now. So I'm
just throwing out some
litigious, you know, stuff.
That is crazy.
I mean, does Trenisha still have her child?
She does, as of right.
Did she have to pay a ransom?
But listen, she also is facing child custody charges herself. So this is a big mess. Like, it's a little delusion.
This definitely seems like she might be having something, you know, upstairs that might need to, maybe 30 days time.
Crazy people is doing crazy stuff, picking on people. We ain't gonna get into that. But yes, Trenisha is crazy, baby. She is, again, seeking a $3 billion lawsuit for saying that The Rock and several other people tried to kidnap her and her children.
You know, all that's gonna do is turn into some slander, defamation. And he's going to get some big money because this, you know, I mean, this could like hurt him and other people too.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, and regardless of his past as a wrestler or whatever, like, he's one of the biggest movie stars in the world right now.
I like seeing The Rock in movies. I really do. He's really good at acting.
Yeah. It's enjoyable. You know what I mean? He's not the best actor, but he's not the worst.
Right.
But,
right. You
know, he's like elevated his game over what it was when he was in wrestling.
See, coming from wrestling, going into the movie scene, he's doing a really good job.
Whether you like Black Adam or not.
Yeah. So, Trenisha, girl, be careful because you're picking off some real big people, including the FBI. If she comes up missing, I think we know where that came from. But good luck.
She's just pulling at straws, you know, trying to open someone's head.
Yeah, I hope this is not like a settlement type of like.
I mean, well, there might be some sort of settlement, but the fact that she's already going through something, that she's got custody, you know, like a custody battle, she's just pulling in more strings, more attention, and I don't think it's going to help her.
Yeah, not at all. Good luck to The Rock. Good luck to Trenisha. Hopefully this thing gets squared away.
The Rock's lawyers are going to squash that.
He has nothing to say. And he better not have nothing to do with this because I'm so tired of losing really good people.
You know what? At the end of the day, once you go with that, it's like multiple sports stars. Yeah. Even the FBI. You already know this is going to make it to a certain point and be thrown out.
Yep. So after that, we also in the news have four Target stores closing its doors.
I mean, now they're all in Chicagoland. And you know, let's keep it real. They're having a problem with theft.
Yeah.
They're having a problem specifically with people, mainly kids, mainly teens coming in, loading up shopping carts
and running
full of stuff and running out. And it's not like one or two, it's like 20 or 30 kids, 20 or 30 shopping carts all rush in the door. Somebody's willing to take
several times a week.
Yeah.
This
I mean, millions of dollars.
Yeah.
Millions of dollars of loss. And they've been doing this since the pandemic, since 2020.
Yeah.
Since the George Floyd situation.
Yeah. Those places have been like the first Targets in these neighborhoods. So Target announces today that they'll be closing four stores as well they will be closing four stores right after Chicago just closed down a ton of Walmart.
And they're going to close down Party City, Bed Bath & Beyond. And, you know, they're getting less foot traffic because people don't want to come out and deal with this.
Yeah.
And online shopping as well as the retail theft. they just can't stay open. It's a retail apocalypse.
Thomas,
they're going to win.
Yep, they're calling it a retail apocalypse. That's pretty scary because I think these are stores that we all grew up on. I think these are not just small stores. Bed, Bath & Beyond has been like all over TikTok lately.
They're closing their national chain.
Yeah, they're closed.
Done.
Their national chain, you can't even use their coupons anymore. That's how serious this is getting. So be looking out for them sales because the sales
they'll be coming down.
And they gonna be real good.
Not Bed Bath & Beyond and Matt Town's gonna have anything crazy. You know, okay. Maybe drive to Chicago.
Okay, listen. So let's just hope that this is kind of like, okay, we're gonna close a few stores down and we all go back to normal because we do need Target. We do need Walmart. We need Party City. We need all of you. Well, Party City filed for bankruptcy.
Whatever. I mean, Party City, we can get whatever they got at Target. Bed Bath & Beyond, we can get their stuff at Target and Walmart, too. And I'm not a fan of Walmart. I'd rather go to Target.
Yeah.
But, you know, at the end of the day...
Not you shouldn't be up in Target TikToking with his phone. You know, they say Target.
And what's my TikTok again?
Yeah, so...
I ain't even following.
Yeah, so I hope that they get this under wraps because it also sounds like these stores are closing in areas that they're really needed. So resources and this can get a little crazy. So let's just hope this is all brought all back to square one and they figure something out. Good luck to Target and Walmart. So what drama we got going on?
What's going on with Tyrese? I mean, he's supposed to be the Fast and Furious star.
Hey, there's another Fast and the Furious coming out too. Remember they said
how did it keep coming out with these?
They said it was over with, but no, this
but
is
no,
another
was
one.
Another one.
Yeah, I seen another one coming out.
DJ Khaled in the background.
But we don't know if Tyrese gonna be involved because well, he might be. He needs some money now because
child support coming knocking.
Okay. Tyrese has been ordered to pay $636.5 million.
This is more than a half million.
Oh, support. I don't want no kids. Child and child support. A judge ordered him to pay this to his ex.
You know, see, the crazy thing about that is of that $600,000, $250,000 goes directly to his wife. $400,000 is going to her attorney.
That does not make sense.
Well, it means he's not paying it and he's fighting it and she's trying to recoup her legal fees and fighting it.
Okay.
You know what I mean? But it's like, you know, you're a multi-million dollar star, man. Take care of the kids. I don't know any of the details. I don't know what's going down, but you should be.
We do know he'd be on social media crying about his having his
it, right?
It is how you own $630. It is adding up, baby. You better figure this thing out. But $250,000 is not even a lot of
for him, no. Like even the $500,000 is not for Tyrese. Come on.
Yeah. So
let me hold some.
I'm hoping that this isn't back pay because that's sad. Like you should not be having $250,000 worth of back pay in child support because are you taking care?
But you know that's hard for us to you know like I don't even want to like speculate on that because you know like what if this is like what if you know they like divorce? I don't know when they broke up. I don't know the details. But you know, like, what if he wants to have a custody battle to have custody so that she's got to pay child support? Like, we're only getting really one side.
And they've broken up for a very long time because the daughter is pretty big. She's a pretty big girl. And from my understanding, I almost feel like they never were together. I feel like Tyree and this woman was like baby mama, baby daddy from like
way back.
Yeah. And she things just start hitting the fan as she started.
Cut that check, man. You got it. Okay. Cut that check.
Because I need a
get off the gossip report.
Okay. Tyree, we not need you here, Tyrese. Good luck with that. Currently the baby is getting taken care of and Tyrese and this woman figure things out.
$250,000, that kid'll be all right.
That attorney is gonna definitely
be all right, right?
Yes. So let's get into the
hang on, before we get into the mess, rest in peace, Jerry Springer.
Oh my God, yes, Uncle Jerry Springer. Oh my God, he just died he died, I believe like five.
No, it's just over the, you know, within the last week he passed.
Peace to Jerry Springer. You know, over here at the Gossip Report, we like people like Jerry.
So did you know that he was actually the mayor of Cincinnati in the 70s? Before he got into TV, he was in politics. And like he was like the king of the town, that you know that BDE swinging around Cincinnati.
Oh, and old Jerry. Oh my God! So that explains why Cincinnati is so damn crazy.
What?
Jerry.
Rest in peace, Jerry Springer. He had pancreatic cancer. You know, but the gift in this is that he didn't have it long. It wasn't painful, and it was quick. And I mean, the man had a great life.
Cancer is no joke. But that periodic cancer, they say it takes you out
fast.
That is sad. Like, yep. But like I said, we like people like Jerry Springer. He was messy.
Super messy.
When I tell you this man knew how to get a feist, you talk about it.
He knew how to get it down.
Man, listen, I think he was probably, if we talk about legendary, he was probably like the person that like made fighting on TV.
Big.
Reality shows.
Big. Like, up on I went from like Girls Gone Wild to Jerry Springer to like just Jerry Springer and more Jerry Springer. Like,
yeah.
Everybody wanted to just be that.
Yeah, if you think back, a lot of these shows that are popular now.
Security guards now doing the show. The Steve Wilkos show. That was the security.
Yeah, I saw a post on Twitter. They said it could have been Steve Wilkos, not Jerry.
Yeah, but I mean, in all honesty, though, Jerry's been off the air for a minute. But rest in peace.
He did. I don't know exactly how old he was, but I think he was up there in age, so he kind of lived a really good.
He did. So rest in peace, Jerry Springer. But real quick, before we get up out of here, let's get into that mess real quick.
Okay, so the Met Gala is just a topic of conversation because we don't know who was together and who wasn't together. But what we do know is that P. Diddy and my cousin Young Miami were not together as of a tweet 2 weeks ago from Young Miami.
But they showed up together for the Met Gala.
Yes, on May 1st. But going back 2 weeks ago, Young Miami hit the internet stating that her and P. Diddy are no longer doing golden showers, and the confessions sparked that P. Diddy controversy, which broke up with this man.
Part two.
Okay. And then as of the Met Gala, they showed up together. So let's get into some details here.
Oh, he had to ask for a cloth to wipe his face.
That cape. I mean, like the feathers, it just
too much.
He did it. Okay, so Lala Anthony was holding some conversations on the red carpet.
Okay.
Furthermore, she asked P. Diddy, "Do you and Young Miami officially go together real bad?" P. Diddy tried to go past the question. You know, he's a professional.
Yeah, he just tried to sidestep it.
Yeah, doing this for a long time. As Young Miami just stood there by his side, didn't say much. As Sean Combs gave his answer, he stumbled on his words playfully and told her, "I don't know what you're asking." Kind of throwing the question off, just kind of being like, let's just keep it moving or whatever the case may be.
Right, change the conversation.
Even though she got a thumbs down, she is legend at holding conversation.
She is.
We talking about Miss MTV, so she know what's going on and she not going to play with P. Diddy. So she continued to press the question, and P. Diddy's
is Sweating.
Well, P. Diddy's spicy answer to the question was, "We go together real bad." Diddy finally remarked, as Young Miami.
And she laughs in the background.
She laughs because she's the one that told the brother they were broken up. So I don't know if this laugh was.
But she said it's just a good date night. You know what I mean? Right. You got conflicting answers here. Like, he wants it, she don't.
Okay.
Either way, the showers are still rain.
Yeah. We gonna chat. This, I mean, at this point, once you mark your territory, it's like there's no running. Oh, Young Miami, blink if you're not okay. So the
he tried to say we don't put titles on it. But that's why he just marks his.
Yeah. We'll put titles on it. We put piss on it. We didn't know. That she just kind of went along and laughed. Everybody, like you said, he said that we don't put titles on it. He don't put a title on anything. And
they're
to him,
friends.
They're like
more than a relationship.
Yeah. So the most beautiful people, God has blessed me to meet Carisha, and I'm blessed that she's my date tonight. So they kept on that round.
Well, I could say, on a grown man tip, nice job pulling it together and showing out for the Met Gala and whatever that fundraiser was for.
Yeah.
That's cool. Positivity.
Yeah. And keeping it together. You know, I would have loved to see his twins there because, they've been coming with the fashion, too. To see if they were probably there and just didn't get the, flowers that they should. But the twins, they be coming. Y'all better look out for them girls because them girls is going to, they're going to be the new...
They're gonna be a new icon.
Yeah,
something.
Yeah, 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 I like their style. They hold their style. I think
King Combs tried, but I think he's not gonna nail it. But these two might. Yeah. These two might nail it.
So. Yeah, yeah, yeah. So
that's the mess.
That's the mess. They're back to. We're gonna say they're back together.
I'm gonna say that they're still together.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
They're still together. Yes, they're still enjoying some holiday shower.
Yeah, yeah. There it is. They still pissing on each other. They still. But that's the mess. Make sure y'all go check them out. We're going to follow the timeline. We just going to make sure that P. Diddy and Young Miami is happily ever.
Madtown, how can Madtown tap in with you, Clyde?
You guys can tap in at the Midwest Champ 608 on Instagram. You can come find me on Facebook under Clyde Mayberry, or always listen to 93.1 Jams, and I will be here to give you the gossip.
Madtown's number one for hits and hip-hop, 93.1 Jams.
Peace.